on this episode, Comparison and Fear. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the Holistic Alpha Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. It's Monday. I love Mondays. Such a great chance to get a fresh start. I hope you guys are having a kick-ass start to the week. I've had an amazing start to the week. Really amazing weekend that's flowed into an amazing start to the week. Connecting with people, getting outside, getting up in the mountains. It's been awesome. So I hope you guys are having a good start to the week as well. Just a reminder to make sure and get after it this week, man. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking on your life, you know, on all of our lives. And it's shorter and more fragile than we think it is. So don't wait. Don't wait to make that change. Don't wait to, you know, go for that relationship. Don't wait to start that business, to get in shape. Do it now, man. Do it now. The clock is ticking. Get after it. Today, I want to talk about comparison and fear. And these are two things that hold us back in such powerful ways, such powerful ways. Comparison is the thief of joy. I don't know if you've ever heard that phrase, but I found it to be absolutely spot on and true. Every time we compare ourselves to somebody else, or every time we compare another person to somebody else, we rob ourselves or that other person of their uniqueness. And when it comes to comparing ourselves to other people, it will always be a drag on your life. Always. Because there's always going to be somebody stronger. There's always going to be somebody smarter. There's always going to be somebody faster. There's always going to be somebody sexier. You know, there's always going to be somebody wealthier. There's always going to be somebody. It's a pointless, and more than pointless, it is a hugely harmful practice to compare yourself to another person. Just stop. Stop with the comparisons. If you want to compare yourself today to yesterday. That's the only thing that matters. You know, are you better today than you were yesterday? Good. Are you not? Good. Get after it tomorrow. You know, that's the only thing that matters. The only thing that matters is if you're getting better. You know, if you're working on healing, if you're working on growing, if you're working on peeling away those layers, that's all that matters. And, you know, I've been there, man. I've been there. It's so easy to compare ourselves to other people in so many ways. You know, maybe you're overweight. And you walk around or you go in the gym or whatever, and you look at other people and you compare their body to your body. Stop. Stop doing that. It's never going to help you. It's never, ever going to help you. Just be you, man. Be you. Be you, your unique you, and just work on getting better, you know? Work on peeling away those layers. The process of getting better, of getting more out of ourselves, of becoming the best version of ourselves, of getting more out of our life. It's a process of peeling away. It's a process of peeling away layers that aren't you. Be involved in that process. Peel away layers. Do the work. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter, you know, how much money you have compared to somebody else. It doesn't matter how much you weigh compared to somebody else, how much you can bench press compared to somebody else. You know, what kind of car you drive compared to somebody else? Who gives a shit? Stop comparing. Just be you. And I promise you, you're going to be so much happier if you do. And not only will you be happier, but you'll be better. You'll be more productive. Because when you compare yourself to somebody else, you know, you're always going to end up putting yourself down. And that's going to lead to inhibiting your flow of energy. It's going to lead to you inhibiting yourself. It's going to lead to you lowering the image of yourself that you have in your mind. So, you know, this week, let go of the comparisons. when it comes to comparing you to somebody else, just let go of it. Just be you. Be you. Work on being better today than you were yesterday. That's it. You know, and this applies to other people as well. Stop comparing other people to other people. This is something that comes up, you know, in a lot of aspects of life. You know, maybe you have kids, you're comparing, you know, one kid versus another kid. It comes up for a lot of guys in dating. You know, stop comparing one woman to another woman. They're unique. They're unique. Stop comparing, because when you do that, you devalue them just like you devalue yourself when you compare yourself to somebody else. So this week, let go of the comparisons. Stop comparing people. Stop comparing people in general. You, other people, let you be you. Let them be them. Everybody's unique. Everybody's in their own place. You're in your own place. Just be you. Man, just be you and work on being the best you that you can be. One of the things that we encounter when it comes to being the best that we can be is fear. Fear. Oh man, we all face fear. We all face fear. You know, some people, you know, veterans have faced fear in war. You know, that's a certain kind of fear. I haven't been there, but we all face fears. We all face fears every day, really. You know, some of the fears that we face are just within ourselves. We fear getting better sometimes because it's an unknown. You know, we fear finding out that we can't do something. You know, we fear getting that new job. We fear going for that promotion. We fear building that business. We fear going on that date, you know, introducing yourself to that new person. Fear holds us back in such powerful ways. And sometimes it's hiding. It's hiding. You might not be thinking about, oh, I'm scared of this, right? Let's say it's building a business, you know, and maybe it's a business that requires you to put yourself out there. You know, kind of like I put myself out here in this podcast and in what I do, right? Maybe the business that you want to build requires putting yourself out there. And you might not think about, oh, I'm scared of doing that. You might actually, there might be other little, you know, little reasons why you find. Like, oh, I'm not ready yet. I'm going to wait till I get this certification. And I'm going to wait for this. Those are fear. Hiding, masquerading as other excuses. It's fear. And the thing with fear is this. It's not about getting rid of it. We can't get rid of fear. We're always going to deal with fear. Always. You conquer one fear, you're just going to have another one. You know, maybe it's building the business, right? You conquer the fear of getting started, then you're going to have new fears. You know, fear of it failing, fear of getting bigger, all these, you know, fear of making some mistake along the way. We're always, always going to have fear in our lives. And the way to deal with it is not to get rid of it. It's to act anyway. Act anyway. There's a word fearless. And I think it's so misleading because nobody is without fear. People that we think are acting in a fearless way, they're not acting without fear. They're acting in spite of fear. They feel the fear and they're acting anyway. That's what we need to do. Act anyway. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be afraid of whatever, in whatever aspect of your life. Do it anyway. Moreover, fear is such a powerful guidepost. The things you fear the most are exactly what you should be doing. I'm going to say that again because I think it's so important to really let that sink in. The things you fear the most are exactly what you should be doing. Fear points you in the direction that you need to go. And so often we go in the other direction. You know, we feel that fear and we walk away from it. We don't want to feel it. You know, we take the easy road. The easy road never leads to where you want to go. Walking towards what you fear, that's what leads where you want to go. So whatever, you know, look inside, evaluate, really consider deeply what it is you fear. Be honest with yourself and recognize that the more you fear something, the more you need to consider moving towards that. And, you know, I know this doesn't apply to like every single thing. For instance, like if you, you know, fear your loved one getting in a car crash on the way home, it's not something we should move towards. But what I'm talking about is fear of being who we can be. You know, we fear the growth. We fear uncovering who we really are. We fear going after that new venture, that new relationship, that new whatever. We fear it, and so we don't. You know, maybe it's starting a business where you got to put yourself out there. The more that you fear it, the more that that is telling you that that's exactly what you need to be doing. So let go of the idea that you can get rid of fear. You're never going to get rid of it. Just like you're never going to get rid of resistance, you know, that thing that wants to kind of hold you back, keep you in bed, keep you on the couch, watch a TV. You're never going to get rid of it, but you can act anyway. And when you act anyway, that resistance gets weaker. And when you act anyway, that fear gets weaker. So recognize your fears. Use them as the tool that they are. They will guide you if you let them. But you've got to be willing to act anyway. Act anyway. I hope you guys have such a kick-ass week. Man, get after it. Life is short, man. Life is short. It's fragile. It's precious. And it's amazing. So take it all in this week. Give everything you've got to whatever it is that's going on in your life. You know, maybe it's kicking a porn habit. Give it everything you've got, man. Give it everything you've got. Maybe it's, you know, dating, going to a relationship, finding a relationship. Give it what you've got. Don't be afraid. Get after it. Get after it in all the ways this week, you guys. And I know that if you do the work one day at a time, you can uncover and reveal versions of yourself that you would hardly believe are even there. There's a you that you don't know, but it's there. And if you're willing to peel away the layers, you'll find it. I promise. If I can help you peel away the layers, if I can help you get after it, let me know. Shoot me a text, 801-742-1439. Book a free clarity call. I love getting on the phone with you guys. I love connecting. So reach out to me, book a free clarity call. You can go to calendly.com/Stephen Mathis, or you can hit the link in the show notes to do that as well. Please, if I can help you, let me know. I'm here. I'm sending you good vibes, I'm sending you vibes of power and strength and fearlessness. Get after it. Have a kick-ass week, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.